Okay. Well, Lord, boy, there's a lot of work to be done. I really don't know where to start. I ask, Father, that you lead us tonight by your Holy Spirit. There's a lot of things we need to pray about. Bring it to our attention what you want us to pray about, Lord. We're in some very urgent, difficult times. People are going nutso out there, Lord, as you can see. And you need our prayers to stop some of this garbage. Father, I just ask and I pray that you put this spirit in us, this interceding spirit in each one of us to pray and to continue to pray and to continue to pray and to continue to lift up people around this country that are yours. And not only that, to lift up the president and his family. That man has gone through hell, Lord. He doesn't get any rest. They just hammer him day and night and night and day. And Father, only our prayers are going to bring him through this walk that you've got him through, got him in. And Father, I ask and I pray that you just place it in everybody's heart to continually lift him up and put a hedge of protection around this man and his family. And not only that, Lord, we've got nuts up there in New York City, in New York, that are killing, made it legal to kill born babies. That's evil personified. I ask, Lord, that you knock the legs out from under those people that have brought that bill to the table in that state. That, Lord, they were celebrating killing of born babies. I can't imagine anyone doing something so horrific as that, Lord. And I'm asking you, Lord, to place it in our hearts to pray and to pray, because we're in some evil times. The hordes have been loosed, it looks like. But I know that we've got you to back us up, and you've got us to pray, Father. And I just believe that's what we're going to do. You want us to do it, we're going to do it. We will be a soldier for you, Lord, an interceding, praying soldier for you, Lord. We've got our spiritual guns on, and we're locked and loaded, Lord. And I ask and I pray that tonight that you use each and every one of us, Lord, to intercede for the things that you want us to do, Lord. I know some of it. I don't know all of it, but you do, and you've got people here that listen to your voice, Lord. And I ask that you place it in each one of us to participate in this spiritual warfare that you've got us in, Lord. I know we've had fun in the past, but fun and games is over with. It's time to buckle down and start fighting for your chosen people and the people that you've picked to do certain jobs, Father. And I praise you, Father, for all the prayers that are going to be answered. You know, Lord, I remember John G. Lake and another fella that was with him when the plague over in South Africa was overrunning that country many, many years ago. And the guy was an intercessor. He was a local. And he had come to Christ under John G. Lake. And he went out and he went under a bush in a tree. And he prayed, Father. He prayed. He prayed day and night. He prayed on his knees. He prayed laying prostrate before you, Lord. And he cried and he prayed. And he prayed that this horde of demons that had been loosed on that country with the black plague would be staunched, would be stopped. And Lake went out there one day, Lord. I remember the story well. And he asked him, took him some water out there. So he asked him, how's it going? He said, oh, we're not there yet. But he said, we're almost there. We're almost there. If I have some help, I believe we could break through. So Lake said, I'll help you. Said he dropped down on his knees. And he started praying. And they both started praying. And then all of a sudden, this guy got up and he started running. And he started running out in the desert and hollering and screaming. And Lake looked up and he saw a horde of demons as far as the eyes could see. And this man was chopping them up. He was running toward them and they all disappeared. And the plague was over because of his prayers and others in that country were praying. Father, I ask and I pray that you put that want to do spiritual warfare in each and every one of us, Lord. It's time to get on with the business of this spiritual warfare. And I thank you for doing that for each one of us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you, Father. I want to relate something to you. The New York State Assembly passed in the Senate bill, in the Senate, a bill to allow abortion in the last month. Not only that, but they put an amendment in there that if the aborted baby lives, that they could go ahead and kill it after it's born. Just think about that a minute. That's a bill to murder innocent children that they have passed in the Senate, in the New York State Assembly. Not only that, but the mayor of New York City and the governor of New York State and all of those assemblymen, those senators that had passed that bill, got up and celebrated. Demon-possessed people. That's one of the things we're going to pray against tonight. The other, I've seen a lot of urgent requests online to pray for the president. Folks, this man has been hammered from day one. No rest. No rest from morning through the night. It's hammer, hammered, hammered. He can't trust. We had a dream. One of the ladies here had a dream. I don't remember who it was, but had a dream about Trump. He said, I can't trust anybody around me. And then he dropped down on a table. He said, the only one I can trust, Lord, is you. That's the only one he can trust. He can't trust the people around him. And he's constantly on pins and needles. He's constantly in stress. He's constantly. Can you imagine yourself being in that position? That's why he needs, the Lord has asked us to pray for him continually. We are fasting and praying here for him and the chosen people of God all across the world that are having problems, and also against this wicked, horrific bill that they're trying to pass through the state assembly up there in New York. You got wickedness here. You got wickedness in Canada. You got wickedness in France. You got wickedness in South Africa. Does anybody know a country that doesn't have wickedness? The kingdom of heaven's on I know of right now. So it's time for us, in my opinion, to pray. And I put a prayer for the president that Glenda Lomax had on her site. I don't know a whole lot about her. I found out she's living in Arkansas. She has something good about her anyway. Praise the Lord. But let me get that prayer. I put it over in the chat room. Y'all can go to the chat room. We're going to go ahead and pray this thing. She says, can y'all see the chat? Okay, we're going to pray this. Prayer for President Trump. She says, in response to a great urgency in my spirit that we need to pray protection over him and his presidency. She had about an 8.5 minute talk about that on her site, and then another one about 30 minutes here that was put out yesterday, I believe. She's garnering people from all over to pray for the president. The Lord told her, said, if we don't pray, he's not going to make it. And can you imagine Nancy Pelosi running this country? I mean, a woman can't make a complete sentence, much less run a country. She can't run her own household, much less her own country, much less this country. So, but here's the prayers, and I put it up in the chat room for anybody that wants to copy and paste it on your own deal here. It says, Lord God Almighty, we pray in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, today, who was crucified for our sins and who you raised from the dead. We worship you, and we worship him right now. Hallowed be thy name, O Lord. Lord, we see and know that the enemy of our souls is trying to cause something dreadful to happen. That is not your will. You have given us a great urgency to pray in unity. How many of you know when we pray together, it's more powerful than one of us praying? It's a whole lot more powerful. One sends 1,000, two send 10,000. Where did I, forget? I'll just start this part over. Lord, we see and know that the enemy of our souls is trying to cause something dreadful to happen. That is not your will, and you have given us a great urgency to pray in unity against Satan's plan. We're doing that right now, Lord. That's what we're doing. We lift up our voices to you, O God, and we ask for help, Lord. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would take over our individual voices right now and pray through us what needs to be prayed. Praise God. No weapon that is formed against President Trump shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against him in judgment, he shall condemn. In Jesus' name, I command a mighty hedge of protection around President Trump and his presidency right now, in the name of Jesus. I plead the precious blood of Jesus over President Trump and his presidency, and I decree that he will be in that office for as long as God ordains, in Jesus' name. I cancel every demonic assignment that has been set against President Trump or his presidency right now, in Jesus' name, and I command them to fall to the ground and become as naught. And I crush them under my feet, and I kick the dust off into the abyss in Jesus' name. And now I bind every demon assigned under those assignments together, and I gag them too, and I cast you into a cage in Jesus' name. I lock the door and shut and ask that angel, that angels be dispatched to carry this cage to the feet of my Lord Jesus, where I command you demons to stare upon the lovely face of the Lamb of God as you await your judgment in Jesus' name. Lord, I decree that you prepare a table for President Trump in the presence of his enemies, and you anoint his head with oil. His cup runs over, and goodness and mercy shall follow him all the days of his life. Lead him in the way that is right, Lord God. Help him to follow only truth and always turn away from darkness and deception. Make his path clear, Father. Make it clear, Lord. We pray for the protection of President Trump's beautiful wife, Melania, Lord, and his family as well, that you would also protect them. Lord, we decree according to your word that President Trump is delivered from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. We decree that only with his eyes shall he see the reward of the wicked, and we decree that no evil shall befall him. And as we know, you have given your angels charge over him to keep him in all his ways, and they bear him up in their hands lest he dash his foot against a stone. He shall tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and dragon shall he trample underfoot, praise God. Strengthen our president, Lord, and refresh his spirit today. We ask, Lord, you would help him to see that if a man's ways please you, you will cause even their enemies to be at peace with them. Lord, we pray you would remove every person who is President Trump's enemy from his surroundings right now in Jesus' name. We pray you would remove every enemy of the Constitution of America from their positions of power in Jesus' name. And we ask for a heavenly host to protect President Trump, a spiritual secret service, Lord, to keep him from harm this day and every other day down the road in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' mighty and matchless name, we pray and we call it done. All honor, all glory, and all praise is yours, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for hearing us, our prayers in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, we count it all as done and finished in the name of Jesus. All right. Praise God. Anybody else? Boy, that was a powerful prayer, and I believe it. Y'all believe it? We're sending them angels out there to protect that man. All right, anybody else want to pray? All right. Anybody else want to pray? Go ahead, Andrew.
I would just like to say something here about maybe his little son there that he has. It must be really hard for him to be the president's son, just to have some friends over or stuff, you know. I think we should emphasize that. You know, for him, because he seems like a little young lad there. All these troubles, you know, that he would see his dad go through. You know? So I'm just gonna have to ask someone else to lead this prayer. Dear Lord, I don't know his name. I only know him by face, Lord. I see him in pictures. But he's the president's son. I pray, Lord, that you would just let him be his age, whatever it is, and that he would... He would be pressured by the things going on. that he would have some good confidence and good friends that around him, even perhaps people who are in the Lord. Some young people out there, you know, are real strong in the Lord and for their age, you know, Lord. And I pray that you'd give them some sort of school chum or something, a confidant, and that you would draw him to you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. And bless him, Lord. Bless the whole family. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we lift up Baron Trump to you. And we thank you, Father, that you're going to send him a good buddy, a good Christian buddy, for him to play with and to learn about you, Lord. And Lord, let him be the light that brings all the rest of them in. Let Melania, let somebody, one of them in that family, bring them all together in Christ, Lord. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you that your Holy Spirit's drawing them now, even as we speak. That dream that one of the ladies had, I don't remember who it was, about Trump finally just dropping down and saying, Lord, I can't trust anybody but you. And Father, I just thank you that he finally coming to his end of himself, and he cries out to you for wisdom and strength and discernment and knowledge to do this job that you've got him on, Lord. And I praise you for it, Lord. And I'm just like Andrew, Lord. Get that young Baron Trump a good friend to play with and to learn about you with, Lord. Someone he can trust. And I thank you, Father, that you're going to do that in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just, the same thing for Melania. I know she needs a confident lady to be able to talk with. And somebody that's a Christian, Father, I ask that you send the Lord of the harvest. I'm praying to the Lord of the harvest right now to send somebody there that will talk to Melania that's full of the Holy Ghost and full of the truth of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, because he needs a praying wife. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else?
I'd like to pray, Michael.
Okay, go ahead, Missy.
Father, I ask you to put it in President Trump's heart to desire to reach out to the proper Christians or bring the proper Christians to him. Put it in his heart to want Christians that he can have by his side fighting with him, realizing that he needs their prayers to do this battle against this evil that's going on in this country, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to send the ones that you want to be by his side, and that we all rally with him and pray and do spiritual warfare to get this deep state dealt with, Lord. Lord, I believe you put it in my heart to pray that, ask you to put it in President Trump's heart in your timing, but we ask you to do it quickly to deal with this deep state. Lord, he's going to have to round these, rest these up at some point, Lord. And Lord, we want to do spiritual warfare so that we do not have a big civil uprising because of things that President Trump has to do. that we would cast down the principalities and rulers of darkness that would try and use people and work in people to cause murder, rioting, whatever, any kind of civil unrest, Lord, that we work with him in our prayers, fighting against the principalities and rulers of darkness. You put it in his heart. I ask you to put us together with him, that he knows that he has ones praying and fighting with him, backing him up with prayer in the things that he has to do, that things do not get out of hand. And I know that's one of his concerns, Father, that he is taking it slower than we thought he was going to, that slower than things are slower than what we thought he was going to do. And I know it's because you're giving him wisdom. But Father, I see all these evils, especially what's going on with children, the pedophilia, the child sacrificing, this satanic worship and sacrificing of children. And you know all that, Lord. You know what I'm talking about. All that just disgusting stuff, and even this abortion thing too. Lord, I just ask you to watch over these children, that not one more child be killed or not one more child be murdered or tortured or anything, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name. And that we fight and we battle in the spiritual realm, praying in the spirit, asking you to send forth your angels to protect these children, Lord. And that, Lord, also that these children be set free and be put in the hands of people. And I'm going to ask specifically that it be your people, Christians, Lord, that can take care of these children and love them, Lord, and bring them up in you, Lord. So Lord, I just ask that you do that. Everything that I just ask, and it's not too big, Lord, because nothing is impossible with you. So Lord, I just ask you to pray through us in the spirit to bring everything about that I just asked, Lord, and that you bring it about quickly and bring to justice these people that are doing these evil atrocities, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, I agree, Lord. I ask that you do pray through us for all these things that we've asked. Thank you, Father, for doing it for all of us. Thank you, Lord, for putting the enemy to flight.
I feel you too, all this perverseness, Lord, in Jesus' name. We work together with President Trump on this too, Lord, in Jesus' name. Just continue to pray in the spirit concerning this also, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to send your warrior angels up there right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. One of the things that Linda Lomax said the Lord told her was that there's not enough people praying. There's not enough people praying because of the great horde that's coming against Trump. And I now understand that we need, how desperate the situation that we're in across the world. And Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you, Lord, you are praying through. We are praying the prayers that you want, because we're praying in the Spirit, and that's the best kind. Those always get answered. Oh, I come against you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. You are a defeated foe. You're no longer even considered a foe. You're gone in Jesus' name. You ain't got long on this earth, and I praise God that you don't. I pray for each and everybody here and everybody listening right now in the name of Jesus. I pray protection over all the intercessors in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Father, for your hedge of protection around them as well. Did you have something, Missy?
Yeah, Lord, I just ask you to wake more your people up, and yes, that they would pray, Lord, that you would get round your people up, put it in their heart, put it in them a burden to pray, help them to realize the desperate situation, get the information into more people's hands, and make them aware, Lord, that they need to pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You've got a great bunch of people here that are praying. We know the horn is being turned back in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord, don't let this just be a Tuesday and a Thursday night thing. Let this be 24/7, Lord. Let us all be praying for all these horrific things that are happening in this world. Got South Africa over there, people being killed over there. Got people acting crazy up in Canada and France and Germany and UK and all over. And Father, we thank you for protecting all of your chosen in Jesus' name. And those leaders of those countries that have gone back to being a sovereign nation and praying, Lord, we ask for your protection upon them too. I believe, I can't remember. Romania, I believe, was one. But anyway, Lord, Brazil, the guy from Brazil, Lord, we just pray your protection upon him too. Bolsonaro or something like that. I can't pronounce it. Father, we pray protection upon him. He says he's going to get the communists and the socialists out of the government down there. And I praise you, Father, that that's what he's going to do. He's going to need help. And I pray your help upon him. And I ask, Lord, that you place it in him to be praying too, Lord. I don't know if he's a Christian. I hope he is. Most of them down there are Catholics, but there are some evangelicals and some full gospel people down there, Father. And I hope he's one of the full gospel people. And if he's not, Lord, I ask that you fill him up with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father, give him good wisdom to take that country back to you, Lord. And I praise you for it. Lord, I just pray the same thing for Donald Trump. I pray, Lord, that you send somebody up there that's got sense enough to know that the Holy Spirit is the power that we all need. And I praise you, Father, that you're going to do that. Somebody that knows you, Lord, in a mighty way, and that can hear your voice, that would just go up there, that he knows, Lord, that would be an instrument of yours, Lord, to help Donald Trump. And I ask that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Whew, thank you, Father. Anybody else want to pray? Thank you, Missy. Yeah, Andrew, go ahead, brother.
You know, the news tends to lie on things, but there's something else in the news. There's a spirit in the news that seems to be spreading. It's like a drink. Everyone's taking a drink of this when they see the news, and it's a hateful spirit. It's this hate is being broadcast to everyone's house, and you can just so it so delicately can come into you as get your blood rolling in the wrong direction, and we have to pray against that hateful spirit from going into a born again Christian's minds, because you know it's so much of it, you know. Anywhere you look on the internet, it's filled with it, and it's just all there, and it's promoting hate, and it could so easily be picked up, and it comes out of reporters' mouths, comes out of government people's mouths, and this hate is a contagion, and it's the drink of the devil, and he's serving it out to everyone who wants a drink, and it's just really bad, and I think we have to come against that and pray against that, because you know a lot of people, you know, they talk about the lies in the reports and stuff in the reporting, but there's a promotion of hate towards those things, you know. Even in like Proverbs 1:29, the first four words, because they hate. And of course it's knowledge, but the first four words is because they hate. And you know what hate brings about, especially what is going to happen in Matthew 24 and 9. So I think we have to pray against that hate, because there might even be some Christians involved in that in some petty way, you know, some small way. You know, we need to make sure that we are going to stand against that, that we are going to look after our families for this too, and our loved ones that we want even still to find the Lord. This hate will not be promoted. You're going to recognize it the second they want to have you come in allegiance with them. You know, like they want you to agree with them to hate this guy. You know, to hate that person over there, or hate this leader over there. You can't hate anybody. You can't hate anybody. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, your neighbor, and your enemy. Hate's not there. It's the devil that's doing this and trying to make you think you should hate someone. You cannot hate. And I'm just saying that if anyone else is listening, I don't think anyone hates anyone here or hates anybody. It's just this, you know, I was watching some of the videos in the news, you know, that the news, the other news, you know, and they're promoting something. And I think God has everything set up. This is all God's sovereignty. This is all your test too. And it's so bad sometimes it's easier to watch a movie filled with bottles than they. Because it's an actual thing, you know. They got a different five-fold ministry. They got a government, a justice system, a religious person, a teacher or a professor, and a journalist. And they've got their witnesses under them. But we have a different five-fold ministry. We've got our apostles, prophets, teachers, preachers, evangelists, and a bunch of witnesses on our arm. And that's what we need. we have the arm of the Lord on our side. They don't. Our witness needs to exist and needs to be made known. And it's not hate. And it's so bad. So Lord, I ask that you would remember your brethren, Lord. Lord, the people who just freshly come to you. We were all there once. And they're faced with this stuff. And sometimes you're just really not aware of it when you're that new in the Lord. And Lord, I pray you would have mercy upon them. You'd give them the truth, Lord, that they would come before you and ask for this, that you would draw them to even ask this of you, so that they would not have that hate that's out there come into them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to say one thing about what you're talking about is absolutely correct. We have seen that. I've seen it for the last 7 years. Normal Christian people who love the Lord turn and be factious and be hateful and turn into a thief, a pervert, a slanderer. Almost immediately, and the people around them get that too. It's the most infectious disease that I've ever seen. It'll take out whole families. It'll take out whole groups of people when you allow it to happen. In Titus chapter 3 and verse 10, it says, a factious man after a first and second admonition refused. This is not Matthew 18:15 through 17. He says, a factious man after a first and second admonition refused. Get away from them. Separate yourself. Don't even greet them. That's what he says, because it's that infectious. And you can look at the news and just see it spread. I've seen Republicans change because they sit down and listen to the hate and stuff that Andrew's talking about. You listen to that hate, it'll jump on you and take you out along with it. That's why we need to be praying, coming against it all. And that's the demons. He's right. It's the demons. We have to pray against those factious demons. We have to pray against those perverts. Pray that that's just craziness. Winter, you had your hand up. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, the thing with this passing on this bill concerning the abortion reminded me of the time when when Herod killed all the children 2 years and under, and how Pharaoh killed all the first born males of the Israelites. You know, and I was wondering if this thing was a type of sign, you know, even though it being horribly bad, you know. I was just thinking on that, you know, is this, is it a failure on our part, you know, because they refuse to keep God in their imagination, you know, that this thing came to pass, you know, Israel refused to keep God, you know, in their hearts, and they went into bondage to Israel, to Egypt. You know, here it is, you got Herod, who was a Jew, you know, refused to keep God, you know, to acknowledge God, goes along and kills all the children 2 years old and under, you know, while at the same time you see in these children that were killed, but at the same time, you're seeing the birth, you know, of the man-child. And I'm wondering if this passing of this bill might have anything to do with that, you know. I'm not saying, you know, take this for a horrific thing, you know, and try to find a sign from it. But I find two signs in the scriptures to where with there was the Messiah, you know, there was Moses, you know, and then there was the Messiah, you know, and both of them were taken, you know. Both came out of Egypt, you know, fleeing to Egypt, you know, until I tell thee. And so I was just pondering, thinking on that. I'm not sure, but it definitely seems like.
Yeah. Well, David has it in hidden manner, the same thing, that abortion, this abortion thing back in the 70s that was passed, Roe v. Wade, was part of that Revelation 12. And if this ain't it, it's real close to it, I believe. Revelation 12, and a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman arrayed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child, and she crieth out, travailing in birth and in pain to be delivered. And there was another sign. And there was seen another sign in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns upon his head, 7 diadems, and his tail draweth the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast, just like it was in Jesus' time, Moses' time. Yeah, I believe you're right, Willie. I believe this is an attempt of the devil to do away with the man-child ministry, trying to. I think that's what you were going, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I know that the number 8 is supposed to represent Christ, as far as my understanding is. And it's like in the 8th month, you can kill a child. You know, that's, you know, even them deciding, you know, at the 8th month of before the child was born, even if it's at the 8th month in its term, you can kill it, you know. And I'm just like, that's interesting.
That can go to the 9th month. That's what they said.
Yeah.
To the 9th month.
I'm just.
Yeah, I understand.
I heard it from what I heard. But yeah, it's crazy, man. But besides that, I'm just kind of, it reminded me of that. The children that were killed by Herod and Pharaoh.
Right.
Those were all covenant children, too. And I just hope there's no parallel there. That's why I did also mention that the new people coming to Christ now, this could be a problem for them, maybe, that they should be strong in the Lord. They can see now that their nation is different. That state is different. That state is part of your nation. Anyway.
I'll tell you something that came to my mind. I think I mentioned it the other night, but I'm going to mention it again. I believe because of this thing that's going on up in New York, we're going to see judgment up there real quick. Sandy had 4 dreams, every one of them identical, within a couple of years, I guess. But she had the dream starting out in New York. And in New York, she said, I saw mud, looked like mud coming out of the ground, but it was on fire. That sounded like a volcano to me. as fire coming out of it, and people were falling in it, falling all in it, in this fire that was coming out of the ground. And from there, said there was an earthquake that went down the East Coast. And then she saw cracks going all the way to the east, just all over. She said it was just like a broken mirror or something. Said there's cracks going slowly across the United States. And when it hit New Madrid, it set that one off. And that was a great one. That was the one that parted the center of the United States. And she said that the caverns all the way down through the center of the United States, looked like it followed the Mississippi River down, was 50 miles wide. 50 miles wide. That's going to take out a bunch of folks. But then she saw the same thing going out from the New Madrid toward the West Coast and back toward the East Coast. And she said about the same time, said the one on the East Coast went off first. That's the one on this side of that's the one that formed the boat. And then the other one went off in California, and part of California dropped off. But anyway, when I heard that about the volcano, about the abortion up in New York, that's the first thing that came to my mind, was judgment on that state. And Father, I just ask right now that you move out, if that's what you're planning, Lord. I'm asking that you save your chosen out of there, Lord. Have them move out of there, Lord. And Father, I just ask that in the name of Jesus. Give them some kind of warning, Lord, before you do anything, so they can get out of there, Lord. And I ask that in the name of Jesus. And all of your chosen, and all the ones that you've got picked for later on, I ask that you get them out of there, or get them saved, Lord, so they can save other people before this great judgment, I think, that you're going to have on that state. When you've got politicians leading it, celebration for the murdering of babies, Lord. I don't know how judgment won't be coming, but I'm asking you to save all that you can, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I was listening to someone talking about, I'm going to put it out there because this is evil personified, that when a doctor probes to pull a baby out, the baby is trying to get away from the probe. It knows it's danger. It reacts to that. I read about an abortion, Planned Parenthood head that didn't understand what happened when they aborted children. And she finally went in there and saw it. Changed her life. She quit. Read about it a few months ago. Changed her whole life. She quit that organization and started going against Planned Parenthood. Praise God for that. It's just horrific. Anyway, thank you, Father, for stopping all this mess. I know, Lord, we're in for a hard ride. But, Father, I'm asking you to protect your people. In the name of Jesus, Father, send your angels out to warn them. Send your Holy Spirit. Give the message out, Lord, to get out of the place, because I'm fixing to just blast this place. Lord, anybody that can be saved, I'm asking you, Lord, to grant repentance to them and draw them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Dave, did you have something? I thought I saw you raise your hand a while ago. Maybe not. You can.
Not anything in particular. Just trying to get from the Lord, see what he wants, you know, pinpoint things down. One thing I think I see the Lord particularly wants us to do also is to make sure we're offering a lot of praise and thanksgiving, just because that's gonna push things through a little bit. I mean, we can make all our demands and requests, but also I think we need to be mindful and thankful that the Lord's in control, and then we're praising him for it, and we're praising him for being the God that he is, and recognizing that him as being our source of all good things that are going to happen, and not feeling the weight of the oppression of the enemy, but feeling the thanksgiving we can have in the Lord, and the peace, and the praising him, because if we have that kind of a heart also, along with our sacrifice being the fast, I mean, the fasting that we're doing, because that's burning up the flesh, that's burning up the fat. That's that sacrifice we're doing right now on the altar. We're also giving it a prayer of thanksgiving and praise along with this. That's going to definitely diminish the enemy's ability to come against us. All right. So I want to make sure we thank the Lord continuously for all this time. Even though we're doing it here and there, we got to make sure we really are thanking him and knowing that he's in control, and praise him for what he's doing, and praising him for being our God, and protecting us and getting us through these times, so that we're not too brought down by what we're praying against. You know, we're not going to be overcome by what we see. So just thought. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for being our God, Father, being our Savior, letting us be part of your kingdom and making the difference in your kingdom, Father, allowing us to participate in this. Whatever little part we think we have, we know that it's your will that we come into this. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to be part of this process so that you can get the glory. Thank you, Father, for the glory that you're sharing here. Thank you, Father, for bringing down your heavenly realm upon us, and so we can see the darkness being dissipated. We're not going to allow it to put out the light in us and any light that's around us, Lord. Thank you for bringing that light and sharing it and bringing it, making it brighter and brighter. We continuously thank you, God, for your glory, for your praise, for your power. And the angels, we ask that they continue to praise and bring more blessings around us. Thank you, Father. Protection. Oh, Father, thank you, Father, for taking this darkness out away from us, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Danny, go ahead, brother.
Concerning Trump actually is surrounded by a lot of Christians, you know, because his cabinet member, they have a cabinet Bible study. I don't know what, there was about 50 members in Congress and that were meeting. And then a while back they have a cabinet level Bible study just for the cabinet members. And these are all, you know, strong, you know, supposedly strong believers. I don't know if they're baptized in the Spirit or not, but I want to read their names, and then we can pray for them. You know, there's a potential there for a real unity in the Spirit and God to speak and God to move, you know, and that they would have some real prayer right in the cabinet itself. But they meet every Wednesday for a Bible study. It's about either 60 to 90 minutes, they say, and they have a brother that comes in from the from California, that Ralph Drullinger, used to be a basketball player. He's 7'2", you know. But anyway, he got saved when he was in high school, and then he was played basketball for the Athletes in Action, where they travel around the country and all the quite a few countries, and they play a basketball game, and then they share their gospel at halftime. He was involved in that. But anyway, in 1996, he just got a real burden for government and politics, and God just opened a door for him to be able to have Bible studies in the cabinets. And they're in several, I think, 37 states or something. They have a cabinet level Bible study, but we know, so there's some potential there. But anyway, I just want to read there. Of course, Jeff Sessions is a believer, but he's not in there now. I'm not sure what he's doing. I'm sure he's close to there. Of course, Mike Pence is, and there, Ralph Grollinger really speaks highly of Mike Pence, that he's a very strong believer, and that he got most, he's responsible for putting a lot of this together, getting these right people in there for this Bible study. Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, is a Christian. Betsy DeVos is the Secretary of Education. Ben Carson is Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Rick Perry is Secretary of Energy. I've heard him speak before, and he's definitely baptized in the Spirit. Tom Price, he's a former health secretary. The Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, is a believer. He's part of it. Secretary of Labor, Alex Acosta. EPA, Scott Pruitt. Interior Department Head, Ryan Zinke. But I remember seeing an article that he is stepping down, so I'm not sure what's going on there. And Mike Conaway, who is the Housing Intelligence Committee. But these are all part of that weekly Bible study. But so we pray for each one of them, believers there, Father, that you would really strengthen them in their faith. And we ask you to baptize them all in the Holy Spirit, that there be a real move of your Spirit amongst them. And bless their families and their wives and their children, Father. Just protect them. I know the enemy would really attack them severely to try to cause disunity. We pray for the unity of the Spirit to come among them, Father, that they would be a strong unit, and they would have voice to President Trump. We just thank you, Father. I guess they're meeting in a separate building from where Trump is, so he doesn't always have that close of access to them. That was a prayer request that he had, that they could actually meet in the White House itself. It would be more convenient. So as it turns out, that Ralph Grollinger, the teacher, he sends memos to President Trump about the Bible study and what's going on. So there is a contact there, but I would just pray that it would be more solid and there would be a real influence right in the White House. And so bring a real unity of the Spirit among these brethren and use them, Father, as to battle, to warfare and prayer. Just reveal prayer to them and just give them anointing and authority. And we just thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Amen, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father. The Lord, just like Dennis said, I'm asking you to baptize all of them in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, Lord. And I thank you, Father, that your gifts are going to be in operation there too, Lord. We need the gift of prophecy there. We need the gift of the word of knowledge, Father. We need to all of those gifts to be in operation there, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for the gift of faith to be in operation there, and the gift of healing. All of those gifts, Lord, to be in operation there, that you would direct that group to help out President Trump in his daily walk, Father. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, what you're thank doing there.
Amen. You can Google that. It's Capital Ministries. But if you put in Capital Ministry Bible Study, then it'll tell you about the Bible study group. And you can actually go along and follow the Bible studies they're having from week to week. So.
Okay. Yes, Lord, bless that Capital Ministry Bible Study. Go ahead, Pat, in the name of Jesus.
Danny, what was the woman's name? I think it was just before.
Betsy DeVos.
Betsy.
Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos.
Are there names on that Bible study?
I got them off of there. Okay. Yeah. So
Pompeo's in there too?
Yes.
Michael Pompeo's in there?
Yeah. He's a believer, yeah.
Yeah, I think Sessions is down there at Gitmo.
Yeah, probably so is.
We need to pray for him. Father, I just put a hedge of protection around him too, Lord, that you would also give him wisdom, give him protection, and provide him with knowledge that he needs to do whatever it is you've got him to do, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father. Just bless him, man, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Boy, he took a lot of flack, even from the Patriots during his time in the AG's office. I give him a lot of flack, too. But he was doing what he was supposed to do, and that is allow the deep state to get him. To put themselves in trouble. Okay. Go ahead, Pat.
I know when he was, I know that when he was in there and Trump was hitting him with all the comments and tweets and everything once in a while, it dawned on me at that time that, I mean, it was a thought that passed my mind that it may be cover to make the deep state think that he was against Sessions and that they were at odds with each other. So, I still believe that. I didn't read that article that you're referring to there, Michael, but I know it always came to me at that time, but. Father, I would like to ask also that you would raise up an awareness of some of the deeper things that we're talking about and some of the things that are we're discussing here and the background and what's behind the scenes. I'm sure that those in that Bible study probably know about many of these things. I don't hear about Denny knows it, what's being spoken about or prayed about, but Lord, I pray that you would raise up an awareness of these things that are happening in the deep state and just the background behind it and everything. Lord, I also pray that you would raise up prayer warriors there in New York specifically to meet this demand of this situation there that's come up. Lord, I pray that you would pull down the strongholds, you would raise up intercessors there to pull down these strongholds and reveal the darkness. Many of us in society go about our busy days and are concerned with everything other than what you're doing, Lord, and what the news is in the media today. Many of us don't really understand the background behind a lot of this stuff. So, Lord, I just pray that you would start to open up eyes in the United States, open up the eyes of your Christians, and open up the eyes of those, anyone sensitive and still with a grain of common sense to look at the divisiveness that is happening there in our capital, and just to start to question that there's something deeper, stronger that is happening behind the scenes. And Lord, just turn hearts toward you. We just thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your light, your ability to lead us through this devastating landscape of evil that we have in this world, Lord. You've pulled each and every one of us out of that, given us eyes to see and ears to hear the Spirit. We thank you for that. Thank you for the love that you've given us for your word. Thank you for the love you've given us for you, Lord, as you've led us through our life, as you've saved us from the depths of this wickedness. And so, Lord, I just pray, I thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Lord, that you are in control of all these things, though we don't understand everything that's coming about now, but we know that you have your thumb on all these things. You are guiding these things, and you are also guiding us in our prayer. You're guiding us in our awareness and providing this motivation in us, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the fact that you rule over all. You make these things happen in the kingdoms of men. You rule in the kingdoms of men, no matter how large or how small. You rule in them all. We thank you for that, Lord. So I just pray for the cabinet, that you would bless them in the Bible study, that you would protect them in their conversations and in their interactions and in their work that they have to do. And Lord, don't and just circle them with protection, a hedge of protection. But also, Lord, I pray that you would build courage in them, strengthen them with courage and power from on high. Lord, that you would strengthen them, that you would strengthen President Trump now with courage. With courage that, in the knowledge that he is not alone, that you are with him. I don't know how or where or what he is thinking in this regards to you, but Lord, I pray that you would open up his eyes, allow him to understand and perceive not only the danger that the world is in now, but also that he has a supply in you to turn to you, to turn his heart to you, to your word, to start to see the world through your eyes. Lord, I just pray that you would turn his heart to you. And I thank you for it. Lord, use him to do your work, strengthen him, and guide his hands, guide his thoughts, protect him from the vicious onslaught against him. Thank you, Lord, that with you near him, no man, no one can touch him unless you allow it. So we thank you for it. We thank you for your protection around him, your hedge around him, your angels that you've supplied around him. We thank you all. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. I want to pray something. Something just came to my mind. You know, the Lord would often send lying spirits to the enemy. And Father, I'm just asking you right now to send your lying spirits to cause confusion in the enemy's camp. Father, I'm asking you, Lord, to do that there would be division. In the division, in the enemy's camp, Father. I'm thanking you for doing that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I praise you, Father, for sending the lying spirits up to New York in the legislature. I don't know if that's become law yet or not, or if they just voted on it in the Senate. I don't know. But, Lord, if they've got another vote on that, I'm asking you right now to send your lying spirits up there and confuse them and get them all off track. Father, where it won't pass, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm asking you to do the same thing to the mainstream media, to send your lying spirits out there to divide the enemy in the mainstream media. And I'm praising you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. That they won't know which way to talk. They won't know which way to go. They won't know which way to they won't understand anything. And Father, I praise you for doing that in the name of Jesus. And this bunch up there that's in the Democrat House, I'm asking you to send your lying spirits up there, Lord, to cause confusion throughout that whole camp there in Jesus' name, from the top down to the bottom in Jesus' name. And Lord, and I thank you that there's going to be a lot of confusion there too. I praise you, Father, for doing that. I praise you, Father, because they won't know what hit them. And Lord, I just thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for causing the enemy to be confused and not understand what's going on around them. And all. And I thank you, Lord, for clarity of thought for Trump and his people in the name of Jesus. And all of your people up there, Lord, that Bible believing bunch up there that's up there having Bible studies, Lord, I thank you for giving them clarity of thought and having them pray the same thing that they would pray in the confusion into the enemy's camp. And thank you, Father, for doing this mighty work up there in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else?
Dear Lord, I'd like to thank you and praise you again. Also, I'd like to request that you send the Spirit of David into most of these prayer warriors here and also in D.C., the spirit that attacks the Philistine, he attacks the Goliath. He doesn't, and when he sees Goliath coming at him, he runs back at him. He doesn't run away. He has the prayer tongue going that he's casting down this enemy. So he defeats him. He hurls him down and he cuts his head off. Lord, I ask we do this spiritually whenever we come, that this is being done in Washington too, that people get understanding that they have this power to take dominion over Satan and the enemy. No matter how big he is, they just start, they don't run away, they run right at him, and they cast it down in the name of Jesus, and they bind it, and they cause the confusion that Michael's talking about, and they make him run 5 ways, 10 ways away from him instead of 1 way towards him. They start learning that they can't fight against this spiritual battle that we're waging. They have no protection. They have no ability to protect themselves, and they're defeated every time they come up against this. Lord, I pray that this spirit of David starts coming upon your anointed, the ones you're called to do this ministry, the ones that are out to take off Satan and take him out. Lord, I pray that many more will come into this knowledge and understand that the spiritual warfare and the weapons they have against Satan and his kingdom, and that we start to utilize that and praising you, Father, for giving us this effective tool of weapons of war against our enemy that we can use and call upon, and you hear. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayer and taking this all the way to the top and doing and allowing us to maintain and fight for your house, Father. We were here to fight for your house. And I got that message today, first thing in the morning. I think we should know all hear this, that the message was from the Lord. Here it is. Let's see. 2 Kings 10:3. Select the best and fittest of your master's sons. Set them on his father's throne and fight for your master's house. Father, we're fighting for your master's house. We are the best and the fittest, and we're taking that responsibility as your sons, Jesus, to continue on this ministry. We're sitting on our father's throne while we're going to fight for your house, Jesus, while we get you prepared for you for your coming. Lord, we thank you for this awesome time you've given us to fulfill this, and you set us on our course. This is what we're supposed to be doing. So Lord, we take that, we take this up, and we are not going to let you down. We're going to ask you for the strength we need to do this ministry, not that we're going to do it on our own. We know it's all by your power and all by your strength. But we also, at the same time, we are not going to shrink. We're going to be like David's, Lord. We ask that Spirit of David come upon us. We start cutting off this Philistine's head. We start taking on these giants, Lord, and letting them know that you rule and that they're coming against your kingdom, Father. Thank you, Father, so much. Amen. Praise you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Amen. Yeah, Pat, go ahead, brother.
One of the things that hit me a couple days ago when we started the fast here, that the Lord has, if he has awakened you to this situation wherever you're at, you are a prayer warrior. You you have the wherewithal. He's given you the awareness to pray. And it just seems like what I was thinking about is that, that kind of hit me, is that I can't afford being up here in this part of the country in the Northeast. I can't afford to just kick back and rest on my haunches and ride with the flow, so to speak, and hope that your everybody else's prayers here will take care of the problem. God has put me here in this location for a specific reason. And I know that I was thinking about the fact that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but we battle against principalities, powers, and authorities. And it's like principalities, I mean, I think of principality as a location, as a city or something like that. And that these demons exercise their power and whatever authority they can deceive out of people. And they end up congregating in groups, in whether it be cities or states. And if you can get enough people to believe and hate the way you do, and you get them all together in a group, and that group becomes larger, it becomes a city, and they take over that hatred takes over a city, then it takes over a state. Then if that can happen in the demonic realm, it can happen in the realm of righteousness. And I believe that's why the Lord has us scattered out all over the country. We have people in South Africa and Washington State and various other people. And it just dawned on me that it is my responsibility to deal with my locale, whatever that means. And so I don't know, just thought I would throw that out. But I also wanted to, there was a scripture that I was thinking about earlier today when you guys were talking here, was Isaiah 59:19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. That idea of them that turn from transgression in Jacob, that name of Jacob was before he became Israel. And that there was just something that sticks there when I'm thinking of that the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob. So I think that we also have to realize, I believe that we have to realize in the organized church of today, or the modern church of today, there are people whose hearts are hungry for God splattered all through those congregations. They wouldn't be drawn into that system if they weren't looking for God. And I believe that we need to pray also for them, to just that God would raise up an awareness. The thing that was hitting me tonight when I was thinking about the cabinet, the Bible study in the cabinet there, is that, you know, just pray. Father, would you raise up the awareness of the need to pray, to preach, to understand the truth about forgiveness. And this Ralph, would you bring it to his mind and to his understanding about receiving and forgiving others, all those others that have hurt them, even in the attacks that they receive, the constant barrage of criticism and attacks, just to preserve their heart with the consciousness of the need for forgiveness and to forgive, personally forgive any individual that they have wronged or that has wronged them, Lord. So, Lord, I pray for this just a spirit of mercy and grace and forgiveness on the cabinet tonight, that you would make deeper inroads in there. And, Lord, start revival. Start a revival in that group. Bring in your spirit. Bring in your word and start a revival. And, Lord, I pray that you would open up the eyes of those in the organized church that are waiting for you. Put it on the horizon. Let them see. Open up their eyes. Let them see that there is something greater than the God that they are supposedly worshiping, but to just to look deeper and read the scripture themselves. Read the scripture themselves and question those around them. Why isn't this happening? Why don't we see this happening? Why aren't people being healed? When did healing change to the responsibility of doctors? What are we looking at in the world where we're seeing all these radical, frantic people losing their mind in front of us? Is it not anything other than demonic oppression and possession? Lord, bring these questions to mind in people. Why aren't we casting out demons today? Did something stop in the book? Did the book say that we don't need to do that any longer? Open up their eyes to these questions, Lord, so that they can see and feel that void. Fill that void with the truth of your word. I just pray that you would fill all of those that are seeking you, that have that heart yearning in for you, to open up their heart, open up their mouth in prayer and request and seek you and give you entrance. And I thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else want to pray? Julie, we're praying for the president. We're praying for anything that comes to our mind. There's a great urgent request out on the internet to pray for the president. He's got a lot of enemies coming against him 24/7. Go ahead, Tim. And that's what we've been doing tonight, just praying for him and others, you know, of course.
Yeah, I feel like being drawn to kind of expound a little bit on what Pat was praying for, and that the Lord would use the events of the past week for us to pray for the people that are fence sitters and his call that have not yet received their calling. To realize that this is an eye opener for them, that it's time for them to get off the fence, get away from their TV, pick up the Word of God, and see that things are not right in the world, and that they've been going along to get along too long, too often, and for too long. And it's time to wake up, dig into the Word of God, and join us in the prayers for the president, for the country, for our prayers against the evil that is, beset this whole world of ours right now. There's so much going awry, and then people are, blinded by their entertainment, I think, and they need to have their eyes open, and not just the cabinet, you know, the whole state of New York, the call up there, and in the whole country, it's all going, you know, to hell in a handbasket, I guess the way to put it, and it's time for people to wake up, and then not only wake up, but you know, do something, get on their knees, and call out to the Lord. And I don't know, I think it was you, Michael, was saying that, you know, that to put a warning out to those people in New York. Well, the warning was put out a long time ago. It's called the Bible. You know, God's judgments are written throughout the book. We've been studying them, you know, the fires and the brimstone and stuff that, you know, he's put out his warning. It's time for people to heed the warnings and see, you know, that it's going to happen, and that this thing in New York is, if that doesn't bring a wrath of God, I don't know what will, but it's coming, and he's not going to wait any longer. So thank you, Lord, for using the events of the last week to wake up your people, see they're being deceived by their media, see they're being deceived, lied to by their leaders, and that the only truth comes really from you, Lord. And thank you for just waking people up, bringing in who you will, and getting the rest of them out of the way. And thank you for all that in Jesus' name.
Oh, praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. I want to pray against that caravan coming up here that's got all them outlaws in it. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord, I'm asking you send those same confusion, lying spirits down there to cause confusion in amongst those caravans and divide them up, be a divisive spirit, a factious spirit that goes in that camp too, Lord, that every one of them will scatter all over Mexico in the name of Jesus, that they wouldn't even try to come to the United States border in the name of Jesus. And Father, I praise you that out of all of that bunch, your chosen, if he got some chosen in there, Lord, that you would bring them to their knees and grant repentance to them and bring them into the kingdom. And Lord, I just thank you for whatever you're going to do there in your name. I thank you, Father, for scattering that bunch in Jesus' name. Thank we bind up those murderous demons in that bunch in Jesus' name, and we command you to go from them. We bind you from coming to the border of the United States in Jesus' name. And those leaders down through the Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras, I think are all coming from Honduras this time. And Lord, I just ask and I pray, Father, that you'd spike them and bring them to you, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Praise your holy name for stopping that caravan in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you to send your warrior angels down there to protect that border with your fence and your wall. Father, when you put your wall up, there ain't nothing coming through that thing. And I praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. I just thank you, Lord, for the work you're going to do in your chosen people. I know, Lord, there's going to be some natural disasters coming soon, and there's nothing we can do about that. We just praying, Lord, that you'd save your chosen and get your chosen into those safe places. And if somebody is don't know what they want to do, Lord, I just ask and I pray, Father, that you'd make it plain to them. Either get out or just hang on. I'm gonna take care of you. And Lord, I thank you for it, that the Psalms 91 protection is on everybody that's your chosen, and that they realize that and they grasp it and they grab it and they hang on to it, because that's what they got. They've got that Psalms 91 protection. And Father, just like a big old setting hen, their wing covers them up and keeps them from harm, Lord. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, praise you, Father. And those, Lord, that are out there that you know that are coming here, Lord, I just ask that you send your translating taxi cab out there to get them and bring them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for that. The Holy Ghost Uber cab. And, Lord, I thank you for going out there and bringing them in Jesus' name. Taking them to those places of safety, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Pat.
I just want to join with you on that prayer. Lord, I would just also ask that you would dry up the financial incentive to everybody connected with these caravans, dry up the bribery in the officials that allow these caravans to go through their country, just dry up the financial incentive, the supply that is supplying those people, whether it be a Soros or his Soros or his organizations. In the name of Jesus, I stand against those things right now. Command that they be, those financial sources be dissolved, just eliminate them in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you that your grace is sufficient for each and every one of us to pray, to whatever that comes on our heart, these things that you've given us, just draw us into prayer, Lord, and to overcome even as you overcome, Lord. We thank you for the removal of the finances and all of the things that are supporting these caravans, that they would dissolve and those people would go home. Lord, we just trust you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for the authority you've given us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. Yeah, Dave.
I think one thing we need to pray for this country and for his people right now, also for us, and be mindful of that, and for the sleeping church, Lord, that they get the fear of God in them now. Lord, thank you, Father, for giving this opportunity to bring your kingdom and fight for your house. But at the same time, Lord, we need to wake up the sleeping church. We need to wake up your sleeping disciples, the ones that are lackadaisical and don't see the need to stand up and fight. Lord, I ask you put the fear, your fear in them, Lord. Have them fear you, Lord. Fear you. Because now you're saying, now's the time to fear you and serve you with sincerity and truth. Now's the time to come into your kingdom in sackcloth and ashes and prayer and thanksgiving and intercession. Now's the time to look to you, Lord, and know that you are God, because you're going to do some mighty works. You're going to start doing some things that are going to cause possibly a lot of pain in this country to a lot of people. I want people to understand this is coming from you. This isn't just something haphazardly happening. This just isn't some crazy thing that we're seeing take off again in this country. I want people to understand, at least you're chosen, to realize this is you coming in, making your will known and your presence known, Father. When you walk in with Jesus and you start doing things and shaking things up, we need to have this world understand that you behind this, Father. Let them get the fear of you, Father, the fear of the Lord. Let them come on them so they start to see the gravity of the situation they're in and the gravity of what's going on and the kingdoms that are being transposed in front of their eyes, Satan's kingdom and God's kingdom. Help them to choose between you and the false gods. Choose who they're going to serve, who they're going to run after, Father. Shake loose these idols they have in their hearts. Let them come and fear you and draw near to you and praise you, Father, for the glorious things you're going to do. But at the same time, understand that we know, we need to know that you, Lord, are Lord. That you, Lord, are God. And when you start showing yourself mightily, Lord, help us to be reverent of that and praise you and fear you at the same time. Because we know that you're going to do things that are going to shake heads and turn heads. So, Father, we pray for wisdom for the people that need to hear your voice now. We pray that they start opening their ears and hearing what's going on. We pray we take away the sleep from their eyes and start getting them prepared for your coming. And I know, and it says in Isaiah, I think it was 32, that maybe there's going to be some, and there's going to be a whole year or more is going to pass. They're going to finally realize, hey, this stuff is coming down, tribulations upon us. But Father, whatever it takes, get these people's eyes open and start getting the fear of the Lord in them, having get on their knees and coming close and getting close to you, devouring the word, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing our prayer. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, go ahead, Denny.
Yeah. I want us to pray for South Africa again. I was just got a little bit of an update on that. I was looking at on Google, you know, and in the, you know, it's just, I don't know what's going to, they're on the brink of a civil war, you know, I mean a bloodbath, because, you know, it's a black and white issue thing, and, you know, the blacks were saying that, well, they've taken our land way back in the 1800s or whenever they came in, it was actually our land, and they stole it from us. We want it back. And so they're now the whites own about 80% of the farmland in South Africa. And the government now are saying that they want the land back without compensation. They're not going to pay for it. They're just going to take it back. If you don't, we're going to come and we'll kill you. You know, I think they're trying to scare people out more than, then the whites are taking the stand of, well, we're going to defend ourselves. So you can see the conflict coming, and you know, the only real answer is Jesus is the answer for blacks and whites, you know, the Prince of Peace. But if they're not going to settle it, and anyway, they said, what I read was that in March of 2019 was the deadline they were given all the white farmers to leave your land, because we're going to come and take the land. So you're just going to have that real conflict that coming up unless God intervenes, but so we can intercede for that nation. That's close, and it's real serious. So Father, we just ask your mercy upon South Africa, blacks and white people both. God, we're all your creation, God, and we're all precious in your sight. And we just somehow, God, we just ask for a miracle here, a supernatural miracle of intervention by your Holy Spirit, that we pray that Jesus would be revealed in that nation, the Prince of Peace, that all hearts can come together, no matter what color your skin, through Jesus Christ. And we just pray for the revelation in South Africa to come. Father, we just thank you. Father, we bind those spirits, we bind that Prince Spirit over that nation in the name of Jesus, and all his realms of spiritual enemies or lieutenants and governors, whatever they are underneath him, that we bind those spirits, we bind the spirit in the government, and we just pray that you would intervene in some way, intervene and cause this thing to cease. And we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we come against that anarchy spirit in that country right now in the name of Jesus. We bind it up and cast it out of there. Lord, we thank you for your warrior angels that's going in there and doing confusion in there too, scattering the enemy. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for your angels that are doing that right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for a spirit of cooperation in this country. Lord, let your peace prevail there. They've been in so much turmoil here lately, and it's because of demons. It's because of demonic. And Lord, I thank you for it. And I'm asking you, Father, to get your church there in South Africa. Denny, I'm going to mute you. I'm here banging this stuff. That's all right. I got it. And Lord, I just thank you for it. I thank you, Father, that your warrior angels are there now. I thank you, Lord, that if whatever you deem necessary to stop the atrocity that's going on in that country, Father, if it be Trump or anyone else, Lord, I'm asking you to get the attention of your church there. they've had some great people come out of South Africa, Lord. We've had Andrew Murray came out of there. We've had Reinhard Bonnke did a lot of evangelistic work there. We've had John G. Lake there. We've had all kinds of people there, Lord. You've got Christians there, and I'm asking you to wake them up, Lord, as David was talking about earlier. Wake up your body there, Lord, to pray and come against this evil that's going on in that country in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that that's exactly what you're going to do because of our prayers. And I praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we ask and we pray right now protection upon Joe and Nora and all that they do. And everybody, and every chosen one in that country, we pray your protection on them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we praise you for it. In Jesus' name. All right, Julie, go ahead, huh?
Father, we just call upon your name right now tonight. Lord, you are a God of mercy and grace and forgiveness. And as Daniel prayed in chapter 9. And he humbled himself and has been praying and fasting. And when he had the realization what was coming, Lord, and the timing that we're in, Lord, and we ask God that you forgive your people, Lord, for the complacency and the apathy and the lukewarmness and their idolatries, Lord, and that they have not listened to the prophets that have been sent their way time and time again, just as when Jesus came the first time. Lord, we ask and we cry out for your mercy, your forgiveness, and we lift up the people, Lord, who call upon your name and call themselves Christians, Lord, that you would give them a change of heart, that you would put in their heart a desire to seek after you, that they would humble themselves and call upon your name and pray and seek your face and turn from all of their evil ways. And you promise, Lord, that you will hear from heaven and forgive, that you will heal their land. Lord, there's a lot of healing that needs taking place in our hearts and in this nation, the people, Lord, that are just, the intent of their heart, Lord, you see. And there's a lot of wickedness, God, that you see what's going on. And we just pray, Lord, for an outpouring of revival and repentance into the hearts of your people, that they would wake up, that you would send a great awakening, that you would pour out your spirit, Lord, upon people, that they would have dreams, that they would hear and see and discern, God, by your grace, that you give them ears, that you give them eyes, and that they would have a real awakening of the seriousness of the times we are in. Lord, when your disciples asked you what was going to be the sign of your coming and what would take place before you came again, when all these things would happen, and the very first thing you said was to take heed that no man would lead you astray. And Father, there is many, many false prophets out there and false teachers in the pulpits, and they think that they have the truth and they don't. Lord, and we just pray that you would show them their wrongs, show them where they've been misled, give them a desire to seek the truth, open up their eyes that they would see and discern that they have been led astray, God, by what you show them, by the Spirit. And Lord, we just pray for your forgiveness and your mercy, and that you will pour out your grace upon each and every one of your children, God, and just bring the awakening that your church needs in this day, Lord. They are lukewarm, they are complacent, they are asleep, they are caught up in the pleasures of this world, the desires, what they see, their flesh. And Lord, we ask for your mercy. We really do cry out for your mercy, God. You are merciful and loving and forgiving, God. You are so patient and long-suffering with all of us, Lord. And Lord, as Daniel prayed, Lord, that do not delay, Lord, but come now and shake your people up And let there be just a cry, Lord, from the depths of people's hearts to your ears. We know that you've heard our cries, Lord, and we know you've heard and answered our prayers tonight and continually, Lord. And we promise your words are promises, Lord, and we hold on to those. We thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness and working into the hearts of your people, Lord, that only you can. And we give you praise, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Julie. Anybody else? Hey, George, you got any words of wisdom for us? Go ahead, Pat. He might be
asleep at the wheel, huh?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Up there in Maine, he's probably putting wood on the fire.
2 Chronicles 7:13 said, "If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people." And it seemed as though when the Lord was speaking this, he was describing that he chose this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. And I'm just, there was a lot of prayers tonight to, obviously for President Trump and our government, but also for the church, the organized, the vast church out there, and those people that have eyes to hear, and that they need to recognize that it is God, our Father, who shuts up the heavens, who commands the locusts, and sends the pestilence. It is he that sends these for his particular reason, for his correcting and whatever else. And he also, in the same vein, says, "If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." And so, Lord, I just ask that you would open up the eyes of your believers across our land and across the world to realize that these things are coming upon us, that you are bringing these things upon us, and you also give us the prayer, the heart, the turning away from our sin and confession that brings a healing to this environment. And so I thank you, Lord, that you are the solution to our environment. You are the solution to the problems in our lives. And I just pray that you would open up our eyes and turn our hearts toward home. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We're going to let that be the night's ending prayer. Father, we thank you for a good night prayer. And we thank you, Lord, that our prayers are answered. I believe it. Everybody here believes it. We thank you for answering these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise you, Lord. Well, all right, saints, it's been a good night, I believe. I believe it's been a very productive night in the Lord. Continue praying. Don't slack up. The enemy's not going to slack up. They don't sleep. Hi, Charity.
Hello.
How you doing, girl?
I'm blessed.
Amen. Me too. Praise God. Hey, Natasha.